This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Trestha with the news, the headlines first. Three newly appointed ministers assume office. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal's decision not to implement unprepared and insignificant projects. Urban Development Minister Kulman Ghishing commits to reconstruct all the structures damaged during the Gen Z movement through We Will Build It Ourselves campaign. Food Management and Trading Company starts fair price shops targeting Dasain Tihar and Chhath festivals. And Qatar hosts Arab Islamic Emergency Summit over Israeli strike on Doha. Now the news in detail. Three newly appointed ministers have assumed their office today. After Prime Minister Sushila Karki's recommendation on Sunday evening, Ministers Rameshwar Khanal, Kulman Ghishing and Om Prakash Aryal assumed their office today. Khanal has been assigned as the Finance Minister, Ghishing as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development. Similarly, Aryal has become the Minister for Home Affairs, Law and Parliamentary Affairs. Earlier, President Ramchandra Pardal administered the oath of office and secrecy to the ministers at the office of President in Shital Nivas today. Newly appointed Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said that it would be possible to secure resources equivalent to 100 billion rupees if those projects approved under political pressure, those under formulation and scattered ones were cut down. Addressing after assuming the office at the ministry today, the newly appointed minister said the number of projects and programs will be filtered on a rational basis to ensure fund for conducting the election within the next 6 months. He also constituted a three-member task force coordinated by the chief of the budget division to proceed with the project's prioritization. The finance minister took a decision to not implement the projects that are not included in budget and lack adequate preparation. He said the projects with insignificant values would not be put into practice, stating that Simhadarbar suffered a significant loss during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. Khanal said that the walls of damaged structures will be doubled first as a gesture to suggest the rise from the destruction. Newly appointed Minister for Energy and Water Resources, Kulman Ghishing, has assumed the office today. Assuming the office, Minister Ghishing said he would work entirely to address the challenges facing country's journey to prosperity and political stability, reminding interim government was formed under the special circumstances. Minister Ghishing ensured normalcy in country with full-fledged activities counts much. The minister extended tribute to those who lost their lives for the democracy at different times and recent Gen Z protests and wished a speedy recovery to the injured ones, reminding the government of its responsibility to hold elections within the stipulated time along with reconstruction. Also, the Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Ghishing, commits to reconstruct all the structures damaged during the Gen Z movement through We Will Build It Ourselves campaign. The Food Management and Trading Company Limited has started fair price shops from today, targeting the Bada Dasain, Tihar and Chhath festivals. Information Officer Madhav Mishra informed that the fair price shops launched today are offering discounts of 5, 7 and 10 rupees per kilogram or litre. Lentils, rice, sugar and wheat products are discounted by 5 rupees per kg. Similarly, oil, beaten rice, flour and refined flour are discounted by 7 rupees per kg or litre. Tea, cumin, coriander and traditional local food items are discounted by 10 rupees per kg, Mr. said. The fair price shops will remain open until Chhath. Newly appointed Home Minister Om Prakash Aryal has said the formation of the incumbent government aims to conduct the election in a free and impartial atmosphere. Talking to media persons after assuming his office at the ministry today, the Home Minister said the government was formed with this explicit mandate. Home Minister Aryal has vowed investigation into the alleged excessive use of forces during the demonstrations. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs today decided to observe a national mourning day in honor of those who died during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. Assuming his office, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said, in commemoration of those killed during the protests, the national flag will be flown at half-mast. The decision will be endorsed by a meeting of the Council of Ministers. The Election Commission has cancelled all programs related to the by-election scheduled to be held for the post of Member of House of Representatives in Rupandehi Constituency No. 3. Election Commission spokesperson Nayan Prasad Bhattarai said the by-election was cancelled after President Ramchandra Pardal, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister of the interim government, dissolved the House of Representatives and set the date for the election for a new House of Representatives for upcoming 5th of March. The by-election in Rupandehi Constituency No. 3 was already announced to be held on the 4th of November. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Newly appointed Attorney General Sabita Bhandari assumed her office today. Bhandari assumed office after taking the oath of office and secrecy before Chief Justice Prakash Mansingh Raut. Talking to reporters after assuming office, the first woman to be Attorney General said the current adverse situation calls for collaboration among all sides. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. An emergency meeting of Arab and Islamic states is taking place in Qatar in response to Israel's airstrike on Hamas leaders in Doha last week. According to the BBC, a draft resolution seen by the Reuters news agency condemns what it calls Israel's hostile acts, including genocide, ethnic cleansing and starvation, which it says threatens prospects of peace and coexistence. Israel has strongly denied such allegation. It is not clear what practical decisions could be taken, as analysts say any kind of military response is out of the question. Earlier, Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani urged the international community to stop applying double standards and to punish Israel. Iran is trying to pass a resolution prohibiting attacks on nuclear installations at the United Nations Global Nuclear Watchdog as its Supreme National Security Council-backed nuclear inspections after strikes by the United States and Israel during a 12-day conflict in June. According to Al Jazeera, Iran's top nuclear officials are now in Vienna to participate in the 69th General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, which starts later on Monday and ends on Friday. The officials said they will table a resolution that bans attacks on any nuclear facilities, but have not publicly revealed the language or full text of the document. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at many places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and at some places in the rest of the provinces. Heavy rainfall might occur at a few places in Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces and at one or two places in Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There is also a possibility of very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three newly appointed ministers assume office. Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal's decision not to implement unprepared and insignificant projects. Urban Development Minister Kulman Ghishing commits to reconstruct all the structures damaged during the Gen Z movement through We Will Build It Ourselves campaign. Food Management and Trading Company starts fair price shops targeting Dasain Tihar and Chhat festivals. And Qatar hosts Arab Islamic Emergency Summit over Israeli strike on Doha. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.